Welcome to day 3, where we will fully focus on you. After 2 full-on, possibly confronting classes, we take a step back today and do a meditation to reflect on who we are and who we would like to be. The closer actual and ideal self we come, the easier it will be to relate to social media in a manner that you like. This meditation is called Ikigai. Who would you like to be? I have written this meditation based on the Japanese term Ikigai, which means finding your calling in life. Ikigai describes 4 elements, such as mission and passion, and when they all overlap, it means you have found your Ikigai. Originally, the term refers to work life, but this version of the meditation zooms out and asks you more about who you would like to be as a person. Obviously, your working life partly defines you, but you are so much more than that. This is a writing meditation because recording intuitions and thoughts will help you retain information as well as distinguish between important and more trivial things. Please have a pen and some papers at hand. And then, when you're ready, let's start with a relaxing body scan. Take up a comfortably seated position on the floor or on a chair. And make sure you are sitting with a straight back. Slightly tuck your chin, letting the crown of the head point upwards. And then take a couple of conscious breaths in and out. And the most important thing is to ensure that your in and exhales are equally long. Bring your attention to your forehead. And smooth out the forehead, ironing out any wrinkles, worries. And then let this relaxation flow across your skull and downwards to the skin behind the ears, the tiny muscles around the eyes, your cheeks, lips, jaw and tongue. Relax the neck and throat. Relax the chest, the upper back. Shoulders and arms. Further down, relax abdomen and lower back. Hip and pelvic area. Down through the legs, starting at the upper legs, the knees, your lower legs, and then out through the feet. Remain seated like this with eyes closed, while I'll explain what we will be doing. In a moment, I will ask you 4 questions that match each domain of Ikigai. I will give you around 1 minute to note what comes to mind. Your first response is often the most important. The thing that comes to mind before you start thinking. Of course, also take note of everything that follows after this initial response. If you feel you need a bit longer than 1 minute, please pause the recording. I do encourage you to take all the time you need. If other issues arise during this meditation, take note of them as well, and observe how you respond. You may open your eyes and take out pen and paper. First question: what kind of people does the world need right now? Completing your notes for the first question, or pausing this recording if you'd like to continue. As we move on to the second question, what kind of person would you like to be? Start wrapping up your replies for the second question or pause the recording. Third question: what do you appreciate in yourself? What are you doing well? Pause the recording or complete your notes on this question. Many people find this the most difficult question. If you've experienced that as well, maybe later today or in the week, ask some people close to you what they think you do well, both in terms of activities but also characteristics, personality. Question 4. How can I contribute to the well-being of myself, others, and the world? Take a couple of moments more to complete your notes. Or again, if you need more time, please pause the recording. When you have completed your notes, kindly put pen and papers aside and gently close your eyes again. I have a final question for you. And for this one, you just have to note that first response. The question is, what will you be doing differently tomorrow? Consciously withdraw your attention from all the questions and answers, from all the chatter that may be happening in the brain as a consequence. Bring your attention to your breath for another 3 conscious breaths in and out. Notice how you're feeling. If you like, take some time to work on your notes after this class. You may want to write more or structure your notes. If it helps, you could label your responses, for example, first response, other people's opinions, my limiting belief, emotional response. When you are ready, open your eyes. And give yourself a good stretch if you like. I will complete this day with challenge number 3. Ensure to put your phone away at mealtimes. The idea is not to look at it until you have finished eating, or if you like to stretch the interval a bit longer, until everything has been cleaned. As usual, if this practice turns out differently than expected, try not to judge yourself. Instead, put that effort into consciously observing what happens inside of you. Thoughts, feelings, action tendencies. Notice automatic responses and how you respond to those. Do you notice that you are harsh and judgmental towards yourself? Take mental note of this as well and dig a bit deeper. Is this a common response in you? Does it help you or not so much? Thank you for practicing together today. I'll see you tomorrow on day 4 when we talk about the knowledge, attitude, and behavior model.